So my whole idea with AirBTC was to create a company that's completely separate from the fiat economy. So I don't want a fiat bank account. I didn't want anything to do with the legacy financial system. I only wanted to use Bitcoin.
Welcome to the Business Bitcoinization Show, the show dedicated to helping you enrich your life and grow your business with Bitcoin, the hardest money on planet Earth. I'm your host, Josh Friedemann, and our guest today is Andre Van Heerden, who has been on the show before and has just launched his new business, AirBTC, which, as the name suggests, is a way that you can rent vacation homes with Bitcoin. One interesting thing about AirBTC is that Andre is trying to have this project entirely running on Bitcoin, which means accepting no fiat currency or using any traditional financial institutions. We're going to get to our interview with Andre right after this. Business owners, unlock the benefits Bitcoin has to offer your business with the Bitcoin for Business Quick Start Guide. This 27-page guide highlights the 6 ways you can grow your business with Bitcoin. Check it out in the show notes. Andre, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. Thanks for having me back, Josh. Pleasure to be here.
So I like to start off every single interview with a few questions that help us to get to know you a little bit better and give us some insight for our own lives. Are you ready for these?
I'm ready.
Question number one, when and how did you first learn about Bitcoin?
Obviously, I heard about Bitcoin like around 2010, but I thought it was just some internet meme. And the first time I really got into Bitcoin was in 2019 when I picked up the Bitcoin Standard pretty much by accident. I think a lot of people have the same story as me. But since then, I've pretty much been full-time reading and working and trying to add value to the Bitcoin industry.
What's an insight or fact about Bitcoin that you wish everyone understood?
So the thing that I recently came to my mind that I realize is a huge problem is most, if we want to call them normies, people who are not into Bitcoin yet, I think a huge problem is that they don't understand the problem. They don't seem to understand that what's wrong with the world. I think they don't see the fiat system or central banks creating money as a problem. They're not aware of it. And if you're not aware of the problem, then the solution will be what the solution to that problem will be, which is Bitcoin, that doesn't seem valuable to them. So recently, I've started conversations with normal people, and if they ask if I'm into Bitcoin, then I say yes, and then I immediately change the topic to, do you understand what's wrong with the world? Do you understand how the fiat system is creating inequality? Do you understand how your government's exploiting you and that kind of stuff, and steer away from Bitcoin completely? I think the results that I've been seeing are much better than if people ask me about Bitcoin. Then it's usually revolves around crypto and the pricing of the of Bitcoin and stuff, which is just idiotic conversation.
So really focusing on the problems, and then when the problem is in focus, showing that Bitcoin is the solution.
Yeah. I think that's valuable, and I think Bitcoiners out there should use that approach rather than I know a lot of people that in the Bitcoin community that are my friends, a lot of people have become a little bit discouraged through the years of trying to orange pill and trying to explain to people how it works. And then they just keep on hitting the same wall of it's a scam, it's too volatile, whatever. And I think this is just a much better way to approach the whole topic to outsiders than talking about Bitcoin itself.
And then one follow-up question there before we get to our third question. And that is, do you find that people open up pretty well about those questions that you're the kind of the problem focused questions, because even those go pretty deep, pretty fast. Do you find that people tend to be pretty open to those types of discussions?
Yeah. I mean, especially older people, boomers, they love speaking or talking about inflation. Especially here in South Africa, that the people, inflation and how bad the government is like and how tough it is to maintain a swimming pool is like the three main discussions that they love talking about. So as soon as you bring up something like that, then all of a sudden they're excited. And I think a lot of younger people, especially the last year and a half, have been feeling inflation for the first time in their lives across the world. And I think that topic is a hot topic for discussion at the moment.
So question number three, what is the Bitcoin resource you most recommend to other people?
I always try, and if someone is willing and able, they should join the Saifedean Amusis website. His courses, two of his courses are free on Sailor Academy, but just the general community around that and the material that he has, I think it's outstanding. And especially if you're new in the Bitcoin industry or you're newly orange pilled, you want to find out. I mean, scroll back on the Bitcoin Standard podcast, the first few episodes where Saifedean and some of his guests like go into the basics and the fundamentals. And I'm a big fan of Saif, and I think that his material and his content is excellent. It's also presented in a way where I can't speak for everyone else, but to me, it doesn't feel like I'm in a study group or in a educational environment. It feels almost like you're just talking and learning. That could be because I'm so interested in the subject and the topics. But generally, I find it a very good way to learn about just economics in general and especially Bitcoin.
Question number four, beyond Bitcoin, what's a resource, tool, or idea that's been helpful to you or your work recently?
So at AWTC, we've recently started using this online service called ClickUp. It's a project management tool. And I have found that exceptionally easy to use, and the functionality is excellent. And especially if you're working remotely, it's a great tool. We also use Slack, but this ClickUp is something that's I think a little bit more obscure, and I've really found that helpful.
So with ClickUp, how are you using it? Is it primarily project management, or do you kind of use that for deal flow, for following up with leads? What exactly are the best uses at the moment for you?
So at the moment, I'm only using it for communication between our team. I've seen there's a lot of other functionality that I haven't even gotten to, but putting up tasks and following up and communication between team members is I find just the general interface and the usability excellent.
And now we have our final question. Usually it's as a general life principle, is it better to ask why or why not? You've already been on the show before. You've answered that question. If listeners want to know your answer, they can go back to a previous episode. But the question for you, since you're a repeat guest, is what's the part of the Bitcoin rabbit hole you've been going down most recently? In other words, what's the part of Bitcoin that you've been paying attention to most, learning about most in recent days?
I'm going to hit you with an interesting answer to that one. So what I've been, since I've launched AirBTC, I've been speaking to Bitcoiners almost daily, and I love it. just sitting and speaking to Bitcoiners and the community, it's really awesome. I mean, just I always knew in the back of my head and through the groups and the interactions that I've had in person with other Bitcoiners that the community and the individuals that make up the community is awesome, like-minded, smart, hardworking, honest people. But just the last 2 weeks, I've been speaking to really, really awesome individuals and people, and I think that's one thing that's completely underestimated about Bitcoin is just how cool and, for lack of a better word, legit the people in the community are. It's really the type of people that I really enjoy just spending time and talking to everyone that I've met so far.
Today's episode of Business Bitcoinization is proudly brought to you by Velus Commerce, where the future of business technology meets Bitcoin. As we journey through the era of Bitcoin and its transformational impact on businesses, there's one name that stands out: Velus Commerce. Whether you're looking to build a cutting-edge website, a seamless mobile app, or custom software, Velus is your go-to team. They've been diving deep into the world of Bitcoin since 2014, making them one of the most experienced groups for integrating Bitcoin and Lightning payments into a variety of digital platforms. But here's what truly sets them apart. Velus Commerce doesn't just build. They bring a wealth of knowledge to ensure your project's success from day one. Their team understands the nuances of Bitcoin, ensuring that your business stays ahead of the curve. And for all business Bitcoinization listeners out there, Velus Commerce is offering a free consultation to kickstart your project the right way. So if you're ready to future-proof your business in the coming age of hyper-Bitcoinization, head over to veluscommerce.com or reach out on Twitter at Velus Commerce. Let's make sure your business thrives in the Bitcoin era. If you are hit by a bus right now, could your family access your Bitcoin? When's the right time to stop hodling and use Bitcoin to impact your family's lives, not just yours? What if Bitcoin doesn't reach the value you expect, or it takes longer to reach that value? Do you have a plan? Do you have the proper trust structure to avoid probate, maintain your privacy, and minimize taxes? Do you want to avoid taxes to stack more sats or leverage your stack without selling? Should you add Bitcoin to your business's balance sheet? Are you truly confident in your self-custody setup? If any of those questions made you stop and think, you probably realize that simply buying and holding Bitcoin is not a complete financial plan. That's where Strong Wealth comes in. Orange-pilled advisors blending traditional financial planning with deep Bitcoin expertise, giving you the best of both worlds, so you can sleep peacefully knowing you're making the right moves for your family no matter what happens. Schedule a free call at strongwealth.net. That's strongwealth.net. Strong Wealth, wealth management for Bitcoiners by Bitcoiners. So, Andre, we're here to talk about AirBTC. You've recently launched our first conversation. You might remember it was either last summer or last fall, I think. And you were close-ish to launching then, but I guess maybe it took a little bit longer than expected. Now you've launched for real. Catch us up on what AirBTC is and kind of what's been happening across the last 9 to 12 months for you.
Yeah, so I mean, just to recap, I don't want to repeat too much from our previous interaction, but so my whole idea with AirBTC was to create a company that's completely separate from the fiat economy. So I don't want a fiat bank account. I didn't want anything to do with the legacy financial system. I only wanted to use Bitcoin. And the problem that I encountered over and over was that at some point, there's always someone that you have to pay in fiat, whether it's a supplier or transport, there's a whole range of different problems because the Bitcoin circular economy is so small at this stage. So finally, I came up with the idea of AirBTC, which is just similar to Airbnb. It's a booking website for mainly holiday rentals, and anyone can list their property and anyone can rent it. And as it turned out, using Bitcoin has a lot of advantages for this type of company. So first of all, we can use only Bitcoin. Guests can book and pay and Bitcoin, and then hosts just receive Bitcoin, and we just hang on to the funds until the successful stay is completed, and then we pay the hosts. So at no point during that whole interaction do we even have to interact or touch anything about the legacy financial system. Also, what's Bitcoin enables us to launch and have a presence worldwide basically instantly, because anyone in the world can list and anyone in the world can book, no matter where you are. So we don't need a presence in any country to be able to have a listing from that company. And I think, I don't want to say this too loudly, but I think this is going to allow us to circumvent a lot of regulations, especially unnecessary ones. Not that I'm trying to fly under the radar, but I've had a lot of people contact me who says that Airbnb doesn't want to list them because X, Y, and Z Either the municipality or some kind of authority in their area doesn't want to allow it. And Airbnb and other listing platforms are enforcing it from their side. It'll be interesting for me to see what type of government institutions contacted me throughout the world. But we don't have a bank account for them to close. So if you're out there and you have regulation problems, ABTC might be an option for you. So that's just some of the interesting things that have come up.
So what has the response been? You said in this interview that you've been talking with a lot of Bitcoiners recently. I'm guessing that a lot of those people are people who are interested in listing on AirBTC. What have some of those conversations been like? And maybe also, where have you had the most interest coming from?
I've had people contact me from all over the world. So from my side, I'm trying to focus on Bitcoin circular economy projects. And we're going to launch, by the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be live already. So we're launching a partnership program where you can become a AirBTC ambassador. And we're going to focus on Bitcoin circular economies. So if a circular economy is out there and they want to get Bitcoin into their community, they can contact us, become an ambassador. And we're going to have a type of a profit share with them. If you get listings and bookings in your area, you can get like a kickback from the income that comes from the bookings. So I think that'll be good. So if you have a Bitcoin circular economy project out there, you can earn and grow your project and the Bitcoin adoption in your community basically just by helping us. I think it's going to be a good win-win situation for everyone.
Another thing here, are a lot of the listings, are they already on Airbnb, Vrbo, places like that? What percentage are already listed on other places? And if they are already listed over there, are they the same price but priced in sats? Or how have you approached the pricing model on AirBTC?
My original idea was to not use fiat denomination at all. So when I ran the beta last year, the very first week, we had only listing in Bitcoin price. But I've quickly realized that it's impossible to run a business like that because someone would list their property for a certain price, and then within a couple of weeks, it would like half, and then you have to go and reset that price. So at this stage, what we're doing is we have listings in US dollars and payment in Bitcoin. And for the foreseeable future, unfortunately, that's the only way that we're going to be able to operate. At this stage, the display on the website is only in US dollars, but our developers are working on a solution to display the price at least in Bitcoin. So the hosts will list in US dollars, and hopefully in the future we're going to add some currencies just to list the amount or the price of your property, and then we're going to display it in Bitcoin, and the payment will be made in Bitcoin as well.
And then what percentage of these listings are on other listing sites already? Like, have you had a lot of people who are already renting out who want to get on AirBTC as well? Or is it mainly the circular economy types that maybe they have a home within a circular economy that's not listed on Airbnb, but they're interested in AirBTC because they know that a lot of people are going to be coming who are interested in paying in Bitcoin?
Yeah, so at this stage, we have a lot of, almost all our listings that are from individuals are already listed on Vrbo and Airbnb. So we have a service that we're going to run for the first couple of months where we port your property over for you. So you can just send us your link to any other site, and our team will go on and copy the photos and the information over to AirBTC. That is it's ending up being a lot more work than I originally anticipated. So we have a little bit of a backlog for those type of listings. But And then we also have some like Bitcoin only properties of people who only want to accept Bitcoin, and they're only on ARBTC at this stage. Not a lot, like I would say like less than 10%.
So I'd like to hear a little bit from you about marketing and branding as well. First of all, you posted, and this may have been like in the last month or two, but you posted kind of the development of the ARBTC logos along the way. And you asked the question, can you see, you know, where a professional got involved here? So share with us a little bit about how the branding and kind of your brand identity has changed across the last year or 2 years.
Yeah, so obviously that post that I shared was when I first came up with the idea. I just made a little document of outlining the idea behind the whole project, and it was just big letters AIR and then BTC, and it's a little bit smaller letters below that, all in black, which is basically just what I typed on a Microsoft Word document, and from there, I mean we've had like four different logos. But at one stage, I did get some professional graphic designer involved, and I think our logo at this stage is something that I think is really good. But yeah, so my plan for the future, a lot of people when I originally, my friends and people online that I meet and talk to, and they say, oh yeah, but my aunt has a Airbnb or a property that she rents out. I must put you in contact with her or my friend, yeah, or whatever. And at this stage, we're not focusing on non-Bitcoiners at all. So for hosts and guests, I'm only focusing on the Bitcoin community. At this stage in the project's life, we're trying to, we just don't have the time to educate people about Bitcoin. So we're looking for people who are already Bitcoiners, who has a property, or for bookings, people who are already Bitcoiners that are traveling. We have identified three different sections of Bitcoiners that we want to target. So the first one is Bitcoin-only events, which will be conferences mainly. And I mean, you and most people listening here would know that the Bitcoin-only events has, that whole industry has just grown exceptionally over the last 5 years. So, I mean, about in 2020, there were like three different Bitcoin conferences. Now there's more than 100. So what I want to do is target conference people who are organizing conferences and who are attending conferences to use ARBTC as their booking a platform of choice. The second one is Bitcoin enclaves, Bitcoin circular economies, and there's two places in South Africa. One is Bitcoin Witzand and Bitcoin Ekasi, where people travel from abroad, and they travel specifically to those destinations to go and see what the Bitcoin circular economy is like in those towns. So I plan I mean, this is just two in South Africa, but there's a lot more of these types of Bitcoin enclaves popping up all over the world. So especially with the new ambassador program that we're launching, I want to try and be the booking platform of choice for those travelers and in those enclaves. And then the third one would be just to be the booking platform of choice for Bitcoiners in general. So if you're a Bitcoiner and you want to travel, you want to go on holiday, maybe open up ARBTC and see what places are close or where you want to go to, and book directly there. And instead of deciding where you want to go and then going to see if there's a Bitcoin booking available. So those are the three kind of areas that we're looking at in our marketing for the next year.
So what are the tools that you use? Because you're doing something fairly unique in that you're trying to operate entirely on Bitcoin. Not you're trying, but you are in fact operating on Bitcoin. So What are the tools you use to make that possible? And really, I'm asking this so that those business owners who are listening right now can kind of glean from your insight as to the best things that they might begin to implement in their business. They may just want to begin incorporating Bitcoin at a smaller level, a simpler level. What are the tools that you use, and what are the tools you'd recommend to that type of business owner?
So that particular part of the Bitcoin industry has also exploded just the last 6 months. I mean, since I started this project, last year, August, when I started this project, pretty much the only thing that was available was Strike just launched. But, everyone was using Wallet of Satoshi. BTC Pay Server was available, but you had to kind of run your own node to use your BTC Pay Server, which we were doing last year. But now it's become much, much, much easier. So what we're doing at this stage is I use BTC Pay Server, and then I use a Blink, the Blink wallet integration for the Lightning payments. Last year, there just wasn't any other options available. I had to run my own Lightning node and fund channels, and it was that's a disaster. If you're not basically doing that full time, it's really hard to keep those channels funded, and there's a lot of risk involved and everything. Then, I met the guys from Blink, and I use them BTC. We use Blink for our Lightning payments now. They have big Lightning channels, and it's really easy to onboard. Anyone can do it. There's a lot of other tools coming on the market almost weekly now. We're looking to integrate other payment options as well. So at this stage, we have on-chain through BTC Pay Server, and we have Lightning through BTC Pay Server and Blink. But if someone is out there with listening and you have a payment solution that you want to add, please contact us. I'm looking to expand on that and add payment functionality as long as it's Bitcoin only.
Also, as you were sharing that, it got me wondering, do you tend to receive more Lightning payments or on-chain payments? Because if people are going to be staying somewhere for 3, 4, 5 days, I wonder if it's just easier to do on-chain. What has your experience been so far there?
So we haven't received a lot of bookings yet. We've been focusing on getting some more listings over the last 2 weeks. But the smaller payments generally, I think, will be more in Lightning. And as soon as you're going over like $1,000, I would say, on-chain, still good. But that'll be interesting to monitor into the future, especially with on-chain fees and stuff.
Very interesting. Well, any final thoughts before we finish up today? You've already shared, kind of caught us up across the last year. And if people are looking to book with AirBTC, where can they go? And also just, what are the final thoughts you'd leave listeners with?
Yeah, thanks, Josh. So we just launched the 14th of July. So I've been focusing on upgrading the site and adding new functionality and listening to users' feedback. So we have about 100 listings at this stage and about 600 users that have registered. But I want to really focus on just getting the product to an excellent stage. And we're a very small team at this stage, and we've been I don't want to say overwhelmed, but we've been struggling to keep up with loading the listings and getting everything ready and sorting out all the feedback and problems that and suggestions that hosts and potential guests or users have come up with. But I think we've been doing a really great job with that. We've added a lot of new functionality already in this past 2 weeks, and we're looking to add and expand a lot more on the user interface and in the functionality. So yeah, we're looking, it's looking up, and I want to start focusing on getting bookings and more listings. As I said, we're going to run that ambassador program. So if you're listening and you want to become part of that, people can contact me through the website, on Twitter. We have we're very active on Twitter from the AirBTC side, and my personal Twitter handle as well. It's Hanre with a V, or you can just go to Hanre van Heerden. I'm on there every day, so they can contact me through that, or you can go onto the website and email support@airbtc.online, or Hanre@airbtc.online is my personal email address. And yeah, if anyone wants to get in touch or get involved, or are you listening to this and you have any idea, or you want to collaborate, or you want to list, please get in touch.
Great. Well, Andre, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Great. Thanks for having me, Josh.
Well, friends, it's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Business Bitcoinization Show. If you want to reach out to either me or Andre, you can find those links down in the show notes. And next time you're looking to take a vacation, check out AirBTC. As always, keep building, keep growing, and until next time, keep living and leading well.